What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Kasara. And if I sound a little bit in and out, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm having a really bad toothache. That I'm going to go see the dentist about later. But I've noticed because of the way it hurts, I'm talking a little funny, even like, yeah, it's gross. But anywho, just wanted to give you that disclaimer. I'm always giving y'all some disclaimers, huh? So this one is just a little business, little money tidbit that I want to talk about. As I'm on my way to go celebrate my bestie on her day. It's her born day. Yay. So there, you know how I'm always talking about like stocks and cryptos, not always, but sometimes stocks and cryptos and whatnot. There is a couple of apps that I've been using. And usually I don't put up, you know, like the referral codes and stuff like that. Or even like really like, oh, go to this one. But the reason why I'm mentioning them is because I have myself personally have gotten free, stocks, free cryptocurrency that I was able to, do what I want with it after I got it. You know what I'm saying? Some of them I have cashed out and put inside my bank account. Some of them, well, the majority of the rest of them, I flipped them over to the different type of stocks and cryptos that I actually want to be invested in. So basically, I'm going to give you an example because each app is different on their giving and things of that nature. So one of the apps that I'm speaking of right now is called Coinbase. And what Coinbase does, it will allow you to get like different type of like quote unquote learning experiences to learn about different type of cryptos. So depending on the crypto that they're giving out for free, that's the crypto that you're going to learn about, that they're going to have you educate yourself on, that they're going to pay you out in. So they're going to pay you out in that crypto. So in some cases, I have gotten like over 20 different tokens to 20 different coins from like one of the learning experiences. And I held on to it for a minute, but doing my research, I was like, you know what? I know I'm not going to invest heavily into this. Let me move it over to some crypto that I know I am going to invest in. And I did that. And essentially, I was able to, because I didn't, only thing I had to do was like take a couple of quizzes, which were really freaking easy. They'll even let you take it over again if you don't get the answers right, but it's so easy, and every question that you answer right goes towards like the free crypto. So I was telling Jonathan about it, but I've been doing it for a couple of months, and no lie, I have gotten, because I flipped it over from Ethereum, but it was well over $40 for like just free. You know what I'm saying? And only thing I had to do was sit there and learn some stuff on their app. I was doing it so much that eventually now I'm on like this time wait where I can only do them every, I think like 30 days, or I don't know what the time space is, but when I first got on the app, I used to get them bad boys. Like, it was no tomorrow, boy. Like, every time I logged in, I had something. So, I had this really big profile. Like, this really big, like, these assets that they had gave me. But, I wasn't going to invest more into them. And when they give you the assets for whatever that crypto is, usually it's such at a high value, but it's dropped down that unless you put more money in it while it's down, it's not going to make you any money, or you hold on to it for a while. And with some stuff, I'm okay with holding on for longevity. But with other things, especially the ones I don't know about and I just got it for free, I'm not trying to hold on to that bad boy like that. Like, let me convert this over, transfer this over. Usually, I would either have to transfer it over to Bitcoin or Ethereum. And then from there, I would go and get whatever stock that I wanted. Not stock, crypto. At the time, it was crypto. And this is, again, this is all on Coinbase. Then there's a, I'm going to post the different links. They are my referral links. And I'm only doing that just because I don't want you to try to Google the wrong thing and get the wrong app. Like, I want you guys to be able to go there, because I trust it. Then we have Webull, baby. Webull done paid your girl almost $100 in free stocks, baby. And I'm talking about, so after I, oh, child. Okay, so I've got this one stock, and they seem to, it's the, their main stock that they give out for free is called GNW. And it's, the most that I've seen anybody get is like $20 a share. But I got, mine's is $3.81 a share. But I got 10 shares. So that's $38.10, right? So I was able to take it out, trade the stock in. And everything takes a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? So after you trade your stock, you got to wait a couple of days. Then you will see the cash value of the stock actually being sold, hit your account. And then after it hits your account, you have to wait a couple of days. And then the actual money value, you can be able to withdraw. But the value before you're able to withdraw, if you're in like, I don't want to withdraw it, you can immediately take that and use it towards other stakes, other stocks, other cryptocurrency. They have on Webull, they have a bunch of different ways to invest. Like, it's like Coinbase, their stuff is really mainly like tokens and coins and stuff like that. Not a lot of stocks. I'm sitting here trying to think. I don't think any stocks, to be honest with you. So Coinbase, but Webull is going to give you everything, you know. But everything as far as what's on their platform, because they don't trade with everybody. They may give you the information on a company that's trading, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they trade with them, okay? But what I like about Webull, again, they'll give you like a bunch of free stocks, like I said, that you can roll over and you can do what you want with it. I like, if I wanted to. But I know $100 sitting in my bank account ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I would rather, because I would invest that $100 anyway. So instead of me having to use my own money out of my own bank account, I'm using the money that they gave and I'm flipping it over. You know what I'm saying? And investing it again into other things that I like, either more into the things that I like or new things that I've been on, that's been on my watch list. That I want to get into, like, for instance, because right now I'm really happy, like, and that's one good thing about being married, because you're able to share different things about money to build wealth, especially if you're with the mate who's educated, who's motivated about stuff like that, you know. If you're with somebody who don't, you know, they're just like, I'm going to my 9 to 5 and that's it and that's all, then I ain't talking about them type of people, but I'm talking about, like, the people who have those entrepreneurial minds, who aren't boxed in of just thinking this is the only way you can make money, because there's so many ways to get money out in your hands. So I have stocks that give me dividends monthly. I have stocks that give me dividends quarterly. I have stocks that don't give me any dividends. You know what I'm saying? So my portfolio is getting damn diverse, if you hear your girl. Now, I'm not saying I'm getting thousands and thousands of dollars in my dividends, because I'm not going to tell you right now. But to people who know about dividends, if I was to tell them the amount that I was getting, they would be like, damn, you have a high yielding dividend. And that's fucking impressive, to be able to put your money inside something that's high yielding. Because anybody can go put their money inside of a savings account, you know, and get little trickles and dimes, you know. But when I'm talking about like a dollar every, like a month, like that fucking adds up. Especially if you're the type of person like, I spend a certain way. My money is about making more money. Like, I have a mindset, like, don't get me wrong, I like to shop, I like to travel, I like to do other stuff like that and spend my money on kind of stuff like that. But I know what money is for that and what money is for, what's money for investing, what money is for building my businesses, what money is for marketing. You know, like, every money has to be allocated for different things. And I'm going to get into that. Give me one moment. I just made it to my destination. I'll be back with y'all. So what I mean by allocation is in allocating your funds. If you know you want to start a business, or you know you want to grow your business, you're going to have to either make some money more in one way, or save some money, cut back some money from a different way. So let's say you find yourself eating out a lot while you're running your business, right? You're going to have to allocate that eating out money towards the things that you're trying to make grow. So whether that be marketing, and you got to sit down and see what can I afford at this moment? And I say it like that because as a business owner, and like when you're in the beginning stages, you're really not sure like when the big money is gonna hit, how long it's gonna take. So you don't wanna go out there and start buying Louis Gucci Prada on vacations and things of that nature, because you're not sure. And you know, because even when you have forecasts, those forecasts can change. So you want to make sure that, at least for myself, I always make sure that I can get from one calendar year to the next calendar year. And anything that, so for instance, for myself, and it's going to actually have to change for me. Now that I'm actually talking to you guys about it, because originally when I had my tags business, I still have it, but I've downsized it so much. And that was my main income. But now that I've gotten my feet more than wet within Kasaris Nail Creations, and I can see the potential, and I know the money that it can make within the consistency, the planning and different things of that nature, I want to transition to, did they just run a light and go over? Okay, I'm not the only one. Dude, the things that I be seeing when I'm on the podcast with y'all. This person, I'm at a stop. You know how when you're at a stop and you can go straight, or then just stop, there's a lane so you can, you know, make a left-hand turn. And then next to that are the people going the opposite direction. This person just went from behind me going straight, because in the light been red. It's not like going from yellow to red. We've been at a stop. Went from behind me, went to the turning section, went past the turning section, and kept going past. And all these lights is red. Spotty was able to go because this a-hole wanted to run all of these lights and do all of this. Because, like, everybody's, like, sitting here, like, okay, so are we watching this? And I look around, like, oh, no, none of y'all. We all watching this. What the hell? Anyways, welcome to the nail shop. And then this person in the middle of the street having a fucking fight. Wowzers. Oh, child. Jonathan gets so mad when I be going out by myself like this. And it's early in the morning. Not early in the morning, but it's still early in the afternoon. But
Like where we lived at, it's just gone from real quiet and subtle, like in the desert, in the mountains, like way out in the mountains. Right? These people be out here wilding. But anyways, back to allocations, back to building a business. So, how I was telling you guys about how I was diversifying my portfolio. That also includes diversifying, expanding the business, making the business bigger, seeing where money is going to be coming in, but it takes money to make money. Like it takes money to invest in crypto. It takes money to be able to invest in stock. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, I need to check on something. I am going to give you a link to Webull that's going to be in the podcast. If you sign up for that, you can get 2 free stocks for that, for signing up. You do have to go all the way to the sign up. They're going to make you download the app. They're going to ask you for your social security number or your ITIN number. Meaning, the reason being is because the money that you're making, well, first off, the fact that you get the free stocks. What if you, let's say like you take that, you get some free stock and you take it and you cash it out. Well, that's income. You have to report that on your taxes. Or let's say you keep the whatever they give you, stock or crypto or whatever. No, that's not crypto that they give you for free. It's stock that they give you for free. Let's say that stock that they give you for free, it's like something big, because I got a big one. Ooh, I got me a nice little stock, and they give you a complete one share. So whatever stock that they do give you is going to be a complete share of that stock. I've cashed out some, I've reinvested some, I've held on to some. So the fact that I've done so many different things, that lets you know that I like you really are out here getting free stocks. So I will put that out, that app out, but there's other apps that I use to do my like investing and things of that nature. They also have their own little freebies of how to do things. It's more in the investing range, and I'm okay with that because I know I'm investing. I know I want to invest, and I'm allocating my money to invest so I can be able to have more dividends that pay out. And what a dividend is it is so say like you own a shares, and I'm just gonna make up something, okay? Yellow sign. Okay, let's say like you own a and this is that company is not real. I just fucking made it up just so I could give you a breakdown. Let's say like you aren't you have 10 shares of Yellow Sign, right? And the dividend from that company, they pay out 10 cents a month per share. So that will be $1 a month that you will be looking at an extra and passive income. And if you the longer you hold on to that dividend, let's just say theoretically, they pay out that 10 cent per stock per month, for the whole year. So you would have potentially had made $12. And I know you're probably like, $12 isn't anything. But what I'm telling you that these are free stocks. So you got a free stock and you got some dividends. You know what I'm saying? But these are different scenarios. I'm not telling you that you're going to get a stock and dip with dividends. I'm just breaking down what, just educating you guys. I told you a few episodes, a few podcasts ago that I was going to be giving you more business, more investing, more tips. And this is basically what I'm doing. This is a part of the tips and the information that I want to give you, because business isn't, it has, there's so many different layers of business and making money, like there just is. So me giving you, just saying, oh, I'm gonna give you business tips, like that's very vague. So, but I know that because I don't know what you guys are, what level you guys are at. So I want to make sure that I'm touching in on bases all over the board. I don't want to just be like, oh, we're going to start off at the beginning. I can't stand fucking channels and things like that. Like, I'm like, get to the, help everybody out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want baby steps, like, have your people hit you up or something and do baby steps. Like, I don't know, but I'm all over the place. Those are my methods. I'm not saying those are the right way, the wrong way, whatever, but that's how I like to do it. That's why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it. But anyway, so, crypto, I also have crypto that's paying out. There is not paying out in dividends per se, but it is paying out in crypto. It's called staking. So what it is think of it like having so much crypto. For the app that I'm going to post this, I'm not sure about how they do their crypto. Only thing I've done on this app that I'm going to post, it's called Webull. I've only done stocks because I found that to be the easiest way for me to be able to get a hold of the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ stock, and things of that nature, so I could be able to place it, you know, to get my bids and to have really low. Well, I haven't paid any commission fees again because I've gotten these stocks for free. So that's another reason why I'm suggesting this, because it's like, we're talking like real stocks that they're going to give you for free, real freaking equity within companies. So I think that's cool. But anyways, back to the crypto and the staking. So I use a different app for that. And so, like, for instance, Uphold, they have crypto staking. They just got it. I was on a wait list for it, but they will give you a certain percentage based off of the deposit that you put in your crypto. And then every week they pay you out based off of how the market did, but you get it within that coin. So if you did Ethereum, you will get Ethereum. If you staked a Shiba, they'll give you Shiba. If you staked, it's this one called Polkadot, but their ticker is called DOT, D-O-T. It's just DOT, and that's what they will pay you out in. And the percentages are fucking great. Like, I've seen some percentages up to maybe like 15% a year for like the whole year. I've seen them as low as like 1%, but that's because those are like, because different terms of the staking give you different percentages. So it's just a really cool thing that, like, again, so that's a part of business, that's a part of investing, that's a part of growing your portfolio. Again, for me, these are the things that for me that I feel are essential to be able to have generational wealth. For one, you know, to build on something, because if I pass away, I can pass on the business per se, but if I didn't have anyone who actually took on the liking to pass on that business to, it's going to be for no reason. Like, that business is going to fail away. It's not going to, you know, whereas people can, they understand a check coming in the mail. They understand passive income, you know, like, people get that more than they would run in a business. So that's why I'm saying there's different levels to this building a business thing, which I think is, you know, we don't want to stay in a box when it comes down to ways of being able to make that young moolah. Well, actually, I don't know why we call it, no, young moolah is the group. I'm tripping because it's old moolah. All them dead presidents, that's old moolah. But we want some of that, you know? I know I do. I know I want to be able to have my kids not have to worry about, like, where they're going to stay, or I want them to be able to have options in life. Ooh, the popo is deep after this whole arc. Who child? I gotta excuse me. I don't look like nothing compared to people who are like, oh my god, the pool. It's just, I've had my own personal experiences that weren't good. Like, I'm not speaking on TV or anything crazy like that. Like, my own personal, this is what I dealt with. So that's why. But I'm okay though. One day I'm going to share that story with you guys, because it's a hell of a story. It's a hell of a story. But that is my tidbit. What in the business card? Let me get this business card real quick. Hold up.